Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local Big Deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local Big Deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop, and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Thank you for listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marshand's Window Tinting, and TC Trailers. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding & Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day & Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do have the library with us now. We welcome Jill Garrison, who is the genealogy manager of the Frankfort Community Public Library. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing all right. I'm super excited that I got out to my car today, and it was like 20-some degrees, so that's a win, I think.
Yeah. I'm just not going to tell
her
how cold it's going to get.
I know. I do see that it's supposed to be cold tomorrow morning.
Hey,
again.
Next week it's going to be in the 30s.
I see a week from tomorrow, 50. Right now. Now, you know
really?
How that is always scheduled to change by the time it gets
right.
to a week from Wednesday, but and
right.
a week from Thursday, 51. I know, I said it could change. I'm just.
Yeah. We got, I think it's Wednesday night. She's going to hate me for this, but we have -1 wind chills.
Negative Nelly. Come on.
It's like, come on.
When is it supposed to hit that?
I think it's Wednesday.
I need to be in before that.
I will text you. Definitely. I will let you know.
All right. Well, there's a lot happening at the library. Holy cow.
A lot.
You guys just keep things moving and shaking over there, don't you?
Yes, we got a lot going on. Tonight, we have a book launch party with Susan Ruck. I believe she was on WILO last week with you guys.
She was on Friday morning, yes.
Yep. Yeah. So she is doing a book launch party for her first children's chapter book entitled Pretty Kitty and the Magnificent World. That is at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7:30 tonight. She's going to be doing a presentation and then also a reading for the children in the audience. I'm sure she'll let the adults listen to. And then there's going to be a reception and book signing as well. She'll be selling her book and for $16, and she'll be taking cash checks or Venmo.
So how often do you get to host a book launch party?
I don't know when we last hosted a book launch party. We do have... you know, authors come from time to time. Sometimes they'll speak for Hoosier Storytellers, or we'll have a special program for them. My brother has done author talks a couple of times here at the library. But I've been working here for almost 12 years, and I don't remember another book launch party. So that's usually, you know, their first big hurrah with their book. And
I
don't know.
I can remember if Paul's first book, not the second one, but the first one, if that was a book launch or not. I couldn't remember.
I think since he lives in South Carolina, I think he did those in South Carolina that he had the book launch.
Okay, now this is a technical question that you may not know the answer to, because that's why I'm asking it. But Susan had mentioned that they only release books on Tuesdays. That's a thing, I guess. Do you know why?
No.
Okay, I don't either. So I didn't know.
I don't know if it has anything to do with the New York Times.
Oh, maybe something like that.
I know the list comes out over the weekend. It's kind of like Billboard with music.
Gotcha.
And, you know, the different ones.
Probably.
They register the sales for so many days to see where they
makes
end up
sense,
on the
I
list
guess.
Or something.
Yes. Well, that will be exciting for you folks tonight. I know you're looking forward to that. And we are too, and we had a great chat with her and learned about the book the other day. So we are super excited for her. And again, the launch party tonight, folks, is 6 to 7:30. It is at the Frankfort Community Public Library. And it's my understanding that Brenda Buckingham Ehrman, who is the illustrator for the book, will be there as well. Is that right?
I'm not entirely sure about that, but okay. I wouldn't be surprised if she were here.
Okay. I wonder about that.
Yeah.
Okay. You also have tomorrow, it looks like it's free movie night.
Let's see.
That one wasn't in your notes, so I didn't know about it until Cindy printed it off.
Frankfort Community Public Library, don't miss free showing of Disney and Pixar's...
Yeah, Elio.
Elio. Starts at 5 p.m., and this is sponsored by the Frankfort Lions Club.
5 to 7 p.m. Yep. On Friday, we have coming up Building Your Ancestry Family Tree. That is at 10 a.m., and I will be teaching that class. We'll be talking about how the basics, tree building. A lot of people don't realize this, but they can build their family tree on Ancestry for free. You don't have to have a subscription in order to create a tree on Ancestry. Now, you can't see all the records if you don't have a subscription, but you can build your tree online using Ancestry. So I'm going to cover the basics of tree building, but I'm also going to talk about how to assess the hint that Ancestry gives you to see whether, you know, this really is your person or not. And then how to merge duplicate people. Now, we know people aren't duplicates, but sometimes we have duplicate entries for people. Maybe we have a woman under her maiden name, and then we have her under her married name. So you have to merge those so you don't have to go back in and you know, enter everything again. And then also how to edit relationships sometimes. It might assign somebody as the parent, but it's actually a step-parent. So you have to go in and change that. We'll also talk about privacy settings and how to share and export your trees with other people in your family or other people who are researching the same family that you are. The cost for that class is $2 and registration is required. So that's one of our genealogy programs that we have going on this month.
And that's the reason why I am so glad you're doing our family.
We're still working on trying to get everything lined up in order to get into the DAR. So, we have a few more records still to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When is the deadline for registration?
It's good if they register at least like the day before.
Okay.
So, I have not looked at my class list recently to see if it's full. I know I've had quite a few people sign up, but usually it doesn't fill up and I can even take a few walk-ins usually, but it's always good to sign up so that we can be prepared for you, so you have all the handouts and everything that you need. And then we have the Liberty Lit Society on February 21st. They'll be meeting at 10 a.m. That is a new book club that we started this year, and the purpose of that is to read and discuss books about the Revolutionary War and the nation's founding and individuals who were instrumental in the fight for independence and the establishing of the United States government. This year is the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So we wanted to do something that will commemorate that throughout the year. And then we're also going to have special programming later on in the year, and we'll get to that when we get closer. But we're going to be discussing founding mothers, the women who raised our nation, by Cokie Roberts. You know, we hear all about Benjamin Franklin and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and stuff, but we don't hear about their wives, their mothers, their sisters, their daughters, and the sacrifices that they made and what they went through. A lot of them, like Abigail Adams, was, you know, she was a counselor to her husband. They had a very good relationship, and they wrote each other all the time, and she was always giving him good advice.
Well, you know what they say, behind every good man is a great woman, right?
Yes. You know, sometimes we don't realize, too, that some of those men, their wives were there at the, you know, at the battles and stuff. They lived with their husbands. They might not have been on the front actually fighting, but they were living with their husbands, and they were going through the same things that their husbands were. So, like Martha Washington and Kitty Green, they were there with their husbands as the battles were being planned and fought and those things. So.
Very interesting. Jill Garrison is the genealogy manager of the Frankfort Community Public Library and is our guest on Party Line today.
You've got another, now is this the genealogy club that's coming up with Family History Show and Tell?
Yes. We like to kick off the year with the Family History Show and Tell. One, if the weather is bad, it's easy to cancel. But we ask that those who come bring their family, bring a family photograph or an heirloom or a family history item to share with a group. That's going to be on Tuesday, February 24th at 5:30 p.m. And you don't have to be a member of the Genealogical Society to attend. You can come. It's free and it's open to the public. We also will be broadcasting that on Facebook Live through the Genealogical Society's Facebook page. You do have to join the Facebook page in order to be able to see it, but we broadcast most of those presentations and meetings on Facebook Live because we have members that are in other states and sometimes members that are local that can't attend, but they can watch it later or they can watch it from home.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of good conversations that come out of there.
The neatest thing to me is that when we do this, a lot of times people find out that they're related and they didn't know they were related.
Well, I will say that the one that I did a presentation with, I looked through the room and probably half of them were related to you. Not me, not on that side of the family, but on the other side of the family, of your family. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it's great just to sit there and, you know, somebody's talking about, you know, they're showing a picture and they're talking about this family member and somebody's like, oh, you know, that's cool. I'm related to them too. I've never seen that picture or something like that. And I just love to just sit back and watch it and just watch people light up and get excited. So
have you ever, because I know this is not the first show and tell. You guys have done this before.
This is, I think, the third time we've done it.
What have you taken?
What am I taking? I might take, you know, since we've been trying to get into the DAR, I've been going through books or through boxes at Mom and Dad's house and finding all kinds of interesting stuff.
That's scary.
I have found a few marriage certificates and that sort of thing, but I found, I think it was probably Francisco, who would be my third great-grandfather, your second great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
His book for the GAR, which is the Grand Army of the Republic, which was the group that was for veterans, Union veterans of the Civil War. The Union veterans would meet together on a regular basis. You know, so many men fought in the Civil War, and more Americans died in that war than any other war. And so when they went back home, there were a lot of local men who also had fought. And so they would join together, and I'm sure they discussed what it was like to be in the war and probably the things they didn't tell their wives, you know.
Sure.
And then just that camaraderie, to keep that camaraderie. And they would have celebrations, like Memorial Day celebrations. That was a big event for the GAR. They would have encampments. And so I found a book that has, like, their list of ceremonies, like the kind of like a liturgy of sorts, for their ceremonies, like for Memorial Day, for, you know, the passing of a veteran. So for the funeral service and that sort of thing. So I found that, and I also found his GAR ribbon. Mm-hmm. So I think I might bring those things.
Those are pretty cool. What is something that somebody else has brought in, not you, that you were like, oh, man, that's awesome?
There was a gentleman last year. He brought in some information and pictures and stuff. His ancestor had been instrumental in, he had been an architect and had been instrumental in designing houses for a housing addition and stuff. And so that was interesting. to see pictures of the houses that he had helped design and to learn, you know, about that. So it was a little bit different than what we
typically get. Mm-hmm. Sure. So. Jill Garrison is the genealogy manager with the Frankfort Community Public Library and our guest on Party Line.
Well, talk about who's the mama.
So we have a program that we're doing on March 7th. It's actually a workshop. It's an all-day event from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 p.m. We are going to take a break for lunch. Jennifer Van Horn, who is retired, but she is a volunteer at the Sullivan Month Center in Zionsville. And she also is the president of the Boone County Genealogical Society. She's going to come and teach us how sometimes when we're doing research, we have a hard time finding our female ancestors. You know, a lot of times women died in childbirth, so sometimes it can be hard to tell which woman, you know, your ancestor, which woman is the right mother, you know, the man may have been married two or three times or whatever. And so she's going to come in and she's going to teach us how to evaluate evidence, especially indirect evidence, and determine, you know, who is the correct mother for the family group that we're looking at. And she's going to talk about case studies and also in one of those case studies, she's going to bring in DNA evidence for evaluation. And we'll do hands-on exercises. So she taught this class for us last year as well. And so she'll teach for a while, and then she'll give you, you know, a packet and say, okay, figure out who the mother is based on these different pieces of evidence that you've been given. This is an intermediate level class, and those who sign up, they need to be familiar with doing research with, you know, actual documents, primary sources, and then they also need to be familiar with using the databases like MyHeritage and Ancestry and Family Search. And the cost for that class is also $2, and registration is required for that as well.
So basically, you're telling me I don't qualify.
It's not.
You can say it.
It's not for beginners.
Yeah.
I am going to have her come and teach a class for beginners later on in the year. But this one is not for beginners. But we had quite a few people who wanted to come last year and couldn't come. Last year, we called it finding the right mother, and I was like, you know what, that's a boring title. I'm like, let's call it Who's the Mama. And so I asked her, I'm like, are you okay if we change the title of this? And she goes, yeah, that's much more catchy.
Well, I know we're getting close on time here. The Super Readers Club is going on right now,
right,
and that runs until the end of the month. Talk a little bit about that, but then we got to close with the concert series. It's set, and everybody has been waiting to hear who was going to be in the concert series. So talk about Super Readers real quick, and then we'll hit the concert series.
Yeah, Super Readers is on Wednesday night, and it's for third graders, and it's a remedial reading program. It's from 5:30 to 6:30, and even though people have already signed up, I talked to Rachel, and she said that not all the kids show up every time. So you can go ahead and sign up for the waiting list if you want your child to get some additional attention and help so that they can pass the iRead test in the spring. And we have tutors who are qualified. Most of them are retired teachers, so they know what they're doing, and they can give your child the help that he or she needs in order to pass that very important test. And then the concert series, we have three concerts coming up. We have Giza, which is Dark Pop, and that is going to be on Friday, March 13th at 7:30 p.m. All of the concerts will be at 7:30, and Michael Kelsey, who's doing acoustic rock, that is September 11th. And then we have the Back Porch Pickers, which is bluegrass, country music, and gospel. That's October 16th. So tickets are on sale right now. Season tickets are $30, and individual tickets are $12 each. And you can purchase those at the library circulation desk. You can call in and purchase them and then pick up your tickets at a later date, or you can come in and purchase them and pick up your tickets at that time.
That's a pretty good lineup, and a very diverse lineup as well.
Yes, it is pretty diverse. And I'm not sure, I think they might be all new to our stage. I don't think that we've had any of them here before. If we've had any of them, I would say it was probably the Back Porch Pickers, but I think that they're all new.
Yeah, I think you're right. I know Back Porch was up at, I think, in Howard County or...
Winding Creek.
Yeah, that's the last place I knew that they were at, so...
Uh-huh.
But yeah, pretty cool. Great concert lineup. And tickets go quick, so just encouraging everybody to get those season tickets. You're going to save $6 by doing that, and also, you know, get them now because they're not going to last.
Right, and the you know, we pay the musicians, but any additional funds, you know, they go to the Friends of the Library, and then that pays for programming here at the library.
Well,
how can folks get a hold of you if they would like more information on any of these big events you have coming up?
Well, if they want to get a hold of me personally, my phone number is 765-654-8746. That's the library's number. And then my extension is 1137. And then my email address is jgarrison@myfcpl.org. And if you just want to look at our events calendar, you can find that on our website at myfcpl.org.
And we just, that's just the tip of the iceberg, what we talked about. That's not counting everything that's happening at all the
other
branches.
There's all kinds of children's events going on and teens events and, you know, art exhibits and,
Now I want to get to one of those making a blanket things. That's what I want to get to one of those sometime.
Uh-huh.
That interests me. So, Jill Garrison, always a wealth of information, genealogy manager of the Frankfort Community Public Library. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time, and I know we're going to keep you busy for the next month or so here.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you ladies.
Always good to have you as well. Thanks so much.
We'll continue the conversation at our unintentional hang of Culver's.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Jill Garrison from the library. And, of course, tomorrow night is the free movie night, 5 to 7:30, no registration. Free popcorn and water as well for the movie Elio, there you go. Mm-hmm. It's rated PG, but it is at the library tomorrow night, so you can look forward to that. In the meantime, do we know who our guests tomorrow on Party Line are?
We have Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier
Ag today.
He is going to be on, and then we're also going to do the replay of Puppy Bowl because the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend.
Oh, that was so much fun.
And then
too.
Shan's got a fun show on Thursday as well.
Oh,
so,
that's right. Yeah. Oh, this is a great week. All right. And then we'll have Jordan Brewer in on Friday again, Clinton County Commissioner, if you have more questions.
Emily Himmersbach.
And Emily Himmersbach from the Community Foundation. So full lineup ahead. We appreciate you listening to Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best to 102.7.